As I train myself, and as I learn unconditional love, I open my inner self to life's allness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. As I learn unconditional love, I open my inner self to life's allness. Now, we often wonder how we could live unconditional love, how we could learn it, how we could train ourselves in unconditional love. And that if we really had unconditional love, does it open our inner self to life's allness? Well, we have on the wall in our dining room here the statement that self-determination, self-dedication, self-diligence, and self-discipline, along with untouchability, one-pointedness, unpossessed, and non-judgmental, lead to just one thing, to fun, to joy, to happiness, to being yourself and having fun, to the fulfillment, and to living unconditional love. Now, how can we say that self-determination, self-dedication, self-diligence, self-discipline lead to unconditional love? Well, when you are self-determined, you know who you are and what you want to be. And who you are and what you want to be is be yourself and have fun. Now, that's a good start. With self-dedication, you are yourself and you have fun, and you make no bones about it. You don't explain it to anybody. You just are it and do it. The more you are yourself, the more you're dedicated to being yourself, the more you shut up. The more you don't mention it to anybody, don't speak about it to anybody, live it. And the more self-diligent you are, you apply yourself at even the tiniest little things in being unconditionally loving. How do you define what an unconditionally loving person does? Do you define what an unconditionally loving person does as being happy all the time and being fulfilled all the time and being revealed all the time and just living in a very high state of consciousness, higher than any drug could ever take you? Yes, unconditional love does that. And you know why you haven't experienced it yet? Because you haven't been working on it. You work on it a little here and a little there, but then something comes along to shake your boat and you feel sorry for yourself. Oh dear, why me? And then when you do that, you're back at point one again. You say, well, Herb, you're always putting us back at point one. No, you do that. I don't do that. You put yourself back at point one. Now, Sylvia, yes, you knew you were coming up. Sylvia, if you took a course in mathematics, and then you had the big exam, and you failed it, would you have to start at the very beginning again?
No.
Why not?
Because a lot I already know.
She realized a lot of mathematics already. It's just that she was not precise in her use of it. And so she needed to learn to be more precise. Not the art of mathematics, that she had down pat. Not all the figures and all the formulas and all the equations in mathematics. She has that down pat. But she was sloppy. She didn't pay close attention to the little details. And one little detail messed up the whole thing for her. And so she got a failing grade. Now, you see, you either know mathematics and do it well or don't you? Now, what is it that mathematics is all about? Details. Details. Detail. And if you're not going to follow the details, if you're not going to learn the details and live with the details very carefully, then you don't know math. You know? Are you true to your husband? Would you go out with another man? Well, we just went out and held hands. Hey, that's the same thing. It doesn't matter. Well, what do you want to tell me? That you went out and had sex, you know? And perhaps if you went out and had sex, you'd be truer to your man than if you went out and held hands. Why did you have to go out and hold hands with somebody to fulfill a feeling of goodness than not? If you're true and you say that my husband fulfills me in every way, and we have a beautiful relationship and we're building it, making it better all the time, then you don't go out and try other fields, you know. You don't go out and try other grasses and see which is greener, but you just stay at home, or at least you stay with the one that you have chosen. Now, your marriage is not secure if you're out checking other handholders, you know, and your marriage is not secure if you're out having a relationship with somebody else. Now, you may say, oh, it makes my marriage all the more secure. My husband or my wife can't perform, and so I get my kicks from somebody else. That doesn't work that way. You see, self-diligence, self-discipline, self-dedication, self-determination, all of these things, one-pointed. And if we allow ourselves to, for a minute, get off that one point, we're back at the beginning again. People think they can get a divorce and then get married again and have a good relationship. Well, they don't. Because one or the other always holds it against the other for having done something that caused the divorce in the first place. I didn't understand you. You didn't understand me. We didn't understand each other. And that's true. Now, do you understand each other more now? I don't say you should get a divorce. I don't say you should get married again. But I do say you should think very seriously of what the values are that you have in marriage. Why do you want marriage? Do you want marriage so that you will both be sincere with each other? That you'll both follow the vows that you're making and live those vows? Because it's fun. You understand? Mm-hmm. Not because you have to, but because it's fun. You don't, you know, in any marriage, you can make up your own marriage ceremony. You make up your own vows. I vow to make you happy every moment of my life. I vow to keep you on the forefront of my happiness as my greatest jokester, as my greatest happy guy, happy person, you know. You know? And he says to her, I promise to keep you as the only one who throws me to my toes every time I kiss you, and every time I smile at you, and every time I hold you in my arm. You just make me vibrate with, I think there's a jackhammer going around someplace here. It's just fantastic, you know. And, you know, you can have any one thing you want. And we're nothing. You can just say, we agree to live together and raise our children together and be sincere with each other, but we do not agree that we must have only one friend or one partner or one relationship. And because that's not a very good marriage. But if that's what you're going to do, you might as well know it ahead of time and say that's what you want. And then think about it before you get married. Think about what you're going to say, and then if that's what you really want, go for it. There's a lot of women in this world who don't feel they're worthy of anybody, and they're glad to have anybody. You understand? There's a lot of men in this world who think they got to get married, they got to have a woman. They don't really care one way or the other, and they'll marry anybody. And they are feeling unworthy of themselves. And hey, what kind of marriages would that make? The wife taking care of her husband like a baby, or the husband taking care of his wife like a baby? You've seen those hundreds and hundreds of times, where the wife treats her husband like a baby, and then the husband acts like a baby, and then she says, he's just my little baby, he always acts like a baby, you know? And instead of saying, this is my mate, this is my husband, we're a team, we do wonderful things together, we enjoy the same thing. He is so brilliant, and she is so glorious, she is so intelligent, you know. Hey, wouldn't that be nice to say about your mate? Yeah. And then what would happen? We live up to the expectations for us. You see, unconditional love opens the door for happiness and wholeness and purity and goodness. It opens the door for not being touched by the little things that each other does that are sometimes not too pleasant. And you get over them, but the thing is, you don't need to do them. You don't even need to see that being done. You don't even need to create that being done. And we do create those things in our life. And as we create those things, we have those experiences, and it's tough. And can you be one-pointed? Can you be one person, so to speak? You don't have to. Not know other people, You can look at beautiful girls and still love your wife, and you can look at handsome men and still love your husband. A lot of the women who go to Las Vegas go to the Chippendales, you know, and they watch these men dancing around with virtually nothing on and putting money in their short and so forth, and the women are just so thrilled. Oh, my husband ever saw me doing this, he'd think I'm crazy, you know, and of course he would. But hey, is there a relationship there, or is it just doing something a little bit risque, you know? Now, either way, it could get you in trouble. Because if your minister saw you coming out of there, of course, what would he be doing down there anyhow? But if your minister saw you coming out of there and said to you, your husband, what was your wife doing in Chippendales, you know? And he would say, well, she was just out having fun. Dear, what were you doing in Chippendales? But you see, when we love ourselves unconditionally, we can only love others unconditionally. And no wife would ever want to go someplace where she would be thought poorly of. No husband would ever want to do anything or go anyplace, and the wife, same as the wife, would never want to do anything or go anyplace where they would be thought it was improper for them to do. They all live not possessed by the thrill of the moment and not judgmental by what's right for other people to do, only what is right for them to do. Now, think about that. As I learn unconditional love, I open my inner self to life's allness. Are you ready to open your inner self to life's allness?
Yes.
If you are, the first thing you want to do, moving into unconditional love, no judgment for yourself or anybody else. Don't be possessed by experiences or people or circumstances. This is the way we always did it, you know. Or don't be always be one-pointed. In whatever is right for you, knowing your goal, be yourself and have fun, and do not be touched by any remarks from anybody else about your mate or anybody in your world, because it could just as easily be false as it could just as easily be true. So, recognize, as I learn unconditional love, I open my inner self to life's allness, and it is just great. And remember, I love you, I love you,
I love you, I love you. I love you.